Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. This is Senate Committee on Health. I believe we can establish a quorum at this time. Would you call the members, please?
Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Wynn. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. Leyva. Mitchell.
Here.
Mitchell here. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Newman. Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen here. Roth.
Quorum has been established. We have one bill today. It's AB 156, Assemblymember Wood, individual mark and enrollment periods. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and welcome. Shall I say Mr. Chairman, Dr. Wood, Assemblymember?
Jim.
Jim.
Jim works. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Chair and Senators. Proud to present AB 156. Current law establishes the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the ACA. One of the provisions of the ACA established a transitional reinsurance program to stabilize premiums inside and outside the marketplaces in California, known as Covered California. And for 2014, for the 2014, 15, and 16 benefit years only, this bill deletes references to reinsurance in the insurance code and health and safety codes. Additionally, this bill will also bring California law into compliance with the federal market stabilization rule and also maintain our current three-month-long annual open enrollment period to allow consumers to shop and compare all the products and networks available in the marketplace. AB 156 establishes special enrollment periods in addition to the required open enrollment period prescribed by federal rules, which would allow the total enrollment period to span from October 15th to January 15th for the policy years 2019 and beyond. I'd like to introduce our sponsor, Health Access, in support of the bill, and we have people here from Covered California available to address any technical issues. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong direction.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Mary June Flores, and on behalf of Health Access California, the statewide healthcare consumer advocacy coalition, we are pleased to sponsor and support AB 196, which would preserve Covered California's three-month open enrollment period. In April, the Trump administration announced that it would cut the ACA's open enrollment in half from 90 days to 45 days and required all exchanges to adopt this shorter period. California, which runs its own exchange, has the flexibility to run a longer open enrollment period than what the federal requirement has proposed. AB 156 will shift the open enrollment period earlier to comply and align with the federal requirement, but also still ensure that consumers have that 3 months to sign up for coverage. Having a longer sign-up period gives consumers sufficient time to shop and compare the coverage options, and also ensures that we have a healthier risk mix in Covered California, which keeps overall premiums lower. For these reasons, we respectfully ask for your I vote.
Anyone else in support of the measure?
Jess Lori on behalf of Western Center on Law and Poverty in support.
Thank you.
Kimberly Chen on behalf of California Pan-Ethnic Health Network in support.
Thank you.
Victor Christie on behalf of California Health Plus Advocates representing community health centers in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Nick Luizas on behalf of the California Association of Health Plans. We don't currently have a position on the bill, and we do want to thank the author and Covered California for working this issue over. We want to acknowledge that the open enrollment period under this bill went in 2 weeks earlier than the current open enrollment period, which actually allows plans to capture more premium, so 11 months of premium, which is better for premium calculations. So that is an improvement over the current open enrollment period. I just wanted to state on the record, we have expressed to Covered California that we do prefer a December 15th start date so that policies will activate January 1st, which will allow a full 12 months of policy and premium collections so that we can more accurately develop rates. We think that's better for consumers. We'd like to just continue to talk to the author's office about our perspective on the issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else support? Is there opposition? Questions, comments from any of the members? Yes, Senator Nielsen.
Assemblyman Wood or Jim, mm-hmm. You know, this is a good and needed attempt. But one of the things that I ponder, what would this do, though, to get more providers in the market? You know, it's nice to extend the time to make your choices. But now we're facing in many states, and even to agree in California, people are, organization saying, no, we're not even going to participate. We're pulling out. That narrows the choices no matter what. Can this possibly in any way have any impact on inducing more participation in the markets, not by those who need the coverage, but will provide the coverage?
Well, I appreciate you. I think we both represent areas that are sorely suffering from the lack of providers in all plans.
And premiums
as well. This bill will not directly affect that. However, I think it's important for consumers to be able to have enough time to be able to shop and make an appropriate decision. But trust me, those are issues that I have deep concerns about that I will continue to work on as long as I'm here in the legislature. Thank you.
Any other questions? We have a motion by Senator Manning. Public comment? We already support it. I'll just make a couple comments. I'm supportive of the bill. I appreciate the fact that we have the ability to change the 45-day window. Obviously, California has always taken a leadership role in the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. With regard to providers, obviously, it may not affect providers. We have a series of problems from not only the number of providers, but the distribution.
Right.
But I also would like to address the concern about the number of plans that are in Covered California. And I would attribute it to what's happening at the national level and the instability of the potential market. But I feel confident enough what California has done. I consider this sort of like, you know, a wave or, you know, a slight storm. And I think we're going to ride it out because we are so committed to making this work. We will ride out this instability and hopefully very soon bring in more plans to the market and obviously more providers as well. So I was recommending a support. Would you like to close, Assemblymember?
I would just respectfully ask for your vote.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Manning. This is AB 156. Measure must be returned to the Senate floor for considerations. Would you call the members, please?
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Manning?
Aye.
Manning, aye. Newman? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Currently has 8. That's enough to get out. We can check with Senator Newman's office, see if he's going to come in. We'll hold the roll open. If not, we'll shut it down. If you can just let me know. He is great. Coming down. Okay. So
thank you very much, Senator.
I'll hold the roll open until Senator Newman comes down, and we'll put this bill on call. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and lift the call for item number 1, AB 156, measured return to the Senate floor for consideration. Will we call the absent members?
Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye.
You're right in the middle. Okay. Okay, that measure has 9-0. That bill is out. That concludes the business of the day. And we will adjourn so we can let the senators have their conversation. We're adjourned.